Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Will All Things Work Together for My Good? Today's devotional was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. I have just read from the King James Version. Jude accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior at a crusade. He was baptized in the Holy Spirit and began to manifest certain gifts of the Spirit in that same meeting. With time, it became clear to him that the Lord had called him to be an evangelist. However, because of his poor family background, he ignored the call, even when several visions and prophecies came as confirmation. He wanted to become very rich, so he chose a lucrative career and put in his best effort to make it work. Yet his efforts were futile, and he remained constantly frustrated. It became even more discouraging when, through his prayers, people with difficult problems returned with testimonies of freedom and breakthroughs, yet his own life seemed stuck. His prayers appeared powerful for others, but ineffective for his personal needs. The understanding of his frustration came through a vision. In that vision, today's Bible verse was explained to him. He realized that although he had received Christ as Savior, he had refused to obey God's call, and therefore things were not working together for his good. Are you like Jude, who knows what God has called you into but is ignoring the call? Scripture says all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Loving the Lord includes being willing to live according to his call. We see in Revelation 12:11 that those who overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony are those who live selflessly for the sake of fulfilling God's purpose. They do not love their lives so much that they shrink back from sacrifice. Go into today knowing that if all things must work together for your good, you must love God and live in the consciousness of his call and purpose for your life. Prayer. Lord, help me to love you more than anything else. Align my heart with your purpose and give me grace to walk in your calling. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 1 Corinthians 3-4. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.